Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Another brand new episode coming at you, baby. What a weekend in Philadelphia, I want to say. My first time at Helium Comedy Club. Sold out almost all my shows, and you guys were fucking unbelievable. Sorry about your Eagles losing, but thank God. Thank God the shows were before that. But you guys are truly some of the best comedy fans in the country, and the room is unbelievable. Shout out to the whole staff and everyone that came out for making it a truly memorable weekend. I taped three of the shows and going to be posting a lot of clips from them in the next few weeks, so stay on the lookout for that. This weekend, I'm at Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington, which I cannot wait for. First time at that club. That is the 17th through the 19th of January, Thursday through Saturday, Spokane Comedy Club. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams is off this week, but next week will be in Phoenix, Arizona at Copper Blues Live on January 24th. And then Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv through Sunday, January 27th. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Today's episode is a great episode. It's one of our favorites here on the podcast. You know him, you love him. It's Piotr Michael, baby. Back for more laughs and impressions. And I make him cold read a Morgan Freeman monologue at the end. Piotr's always great. We just laughed a ton in this episode. No Brad on this one. He is celebrating his birthday tonight in Cleveland, but then comes back for a bunch of new pods in the next few weeks. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Adam Ray Comedy, Brad at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, at Piotr, the Piotr Michael. I'm sorry, at This Is Piotr on Twitter and Piotr.Michael on Instagram. About Last Night Podcast.com for all your ALN episodes, past and present, and your ALN merch, beanies, sweats, and t-shirts. Shop AdamRay.com for Adam Ray merch at the new AdamRayComedy.com, which is all revamped. So get your Adam Ray merch over at AdamRayComedy.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and rate and comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts. We appreciate all the love and support. And email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com with a chance to win some free ALN merch if we read your email live on the podcast, which I'm doing right now. Today's fan mail comes from Marty Mercer from Montreal, Canada. Happy New Year, Adam and Brad. This year is one of the best for you guys. You shared so many great guests and good times with all of us. You did more live shows than we deserve. The finale of that Easter podcast was the funniest, most fucked up thing I've seen in a long time. I got to attend your live show in Montreal and had a blast. Hopefully you guys can keep up the momentum for 2019. I hope we can too. P.S. I follow you guys on social media. I wanted to let you know that what you guys thought about the fact that Joe Rogan's dog has attracted more Instagram followers in 6 weeks than both of your accounts and the ALN account put together. Thanks for that fucking reality check, Marty. Maybe you could step up your game by posting some shots of Brad running Adam through the canyons on a leash, or a photo set of Adam in some of Kate Quigley's bikinis. Keep me giggling, Marty in Montreal. Holy shit. Well, thanks for the fucking honest feedback, Marty. As weird as it was, we appreciate it. Email us your address. We'll send you some merch, you fucking weirdo. Thanks for listening, Marty, and thanks to you for all listening. So many great eps coming up in 2019, so make sure you're subscribed, tell your friends, tell your family. And now that we got the Twitter handles, tour dates, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Piotr Michael.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and no podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Well, it's good to see you.
Hey, it's good to see you, Adam. Does that sound authentic?
It does.
Does it sound real?
It does.
I love you, Adam.
You can.
I love you very much. I've missed you, buddy.
I miss you too.
But then when I see you, it's like, oh, I felt like I saw you last week.
Isn't it great? There's only a handful of people in my life I feel that way about.
Me, and Brad, me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I am not an egomaniac at all.
And maybe my stepdad. Speaking of step anything, my stepmom has been firing on all cylinders lately.
Mm-hmm. What, over the holidays, some crazy shit happened?
Yeah, because, you know, I think it takes a couple years of life, and by that, for me, I mean 36, to start to recognize, like, family... everyone's got a fucked up family, right? Everyone says that. Like,
yeah,
everyone's
there's no such thing as normal. No. There's no thing.
And but getting to a point where you can appreciate and have be cognizant of the specialties that each family member... The tendencies that are bringing... and these are very polite ways of saying, like, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs that lives inside of all of us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was... I don't want to say I was lucky, but I stayed in L.A. for the holidays.
Oh, great.
I didn't go anywhere, so I stayed with my girlfriend and... six cats, and you know, that's normal. That's normal.
Does Trump have any cats?
Trump has lots of cats. I love pussy. Pussy cat over here. You see, that's an easy joke, everybody. It's called a hack joke. Hack joke.
But you don't
never do this on stage.
No, you don't do hack jokes. Boy, if he does,
all I fucking do.
Real quick tangent. If he does, sorry, when he does. Get asked to resign to
not obtain. Gonna happen, Adam.
Well, it's there's a lot of stuff going down right now, Don, and your kids are getting in trouble. And I know that if there's one
I
thing,
I don't have children. they're all part of my corporation. That's it.
Ivanka's a fembot.
Ivanka, great fembot was originally a man bot. Then I had didn't work out.
By the way, that might be. Because, I'm not putting anything past him to, save himself. So it's like, what if he did just come out and be like, I don't have any kids.
I don't have children. I don't even have a brain. I don't know why I'm guilty. I can't be guilty. Get these.
What is the craziest thing he could say that his base would still support? Because I don't have a brain is pretty good.
I am from the planet Ulipti, and the lizard people, they've got a message for you.
And guess what?
That was more of a visual joke.
Half of the base, that came through.
Message. Like, I love lizards. Great.
If you think about it,
Slytherin.
We're all lizards, okay, deep down inside. And
Infowars.com.
Yeah.
Lizard people are real.
And you know what? We were all actually a part of Eplipidus, the planet.
Well, that's the scary thing is every time, it's so magnetic, you want to see what the fucking crazy shit he'll say, but then every time he says it, you're like, you motherfuckers believe him or aren't even like stepping to the side and say, oh, okay, that's it. That draws the line for me. That's the scary thing.
Well, they're in too deep. It's like if you jump into a swimming pool, right, in the deep end, and you start freaking out because you're like, fuck, I can't swim. But at least for a little bit, you try to like tread water and doggy paddle real fast to act like you know what you're doing.
But when someone's peeing in the other side of the pool, wouldn't you get out?
First of all, man, we all swim in pee.
I once went to a pool. I think it was one of the first times I was taking classes in the deep end.
Yeah.
And I remember on the other side in the shallow end of the pool, everybody's like, kids get out, fucking floating diaper.
Oh god.
And so I'm like, okay, that's kind of creepy. Then that's not what they were screaming about. They were screaming about there was shit, and the shit was like, floating through. Lifeguard comes in, has to like dig it out.
That kid is like, this summer is not worth it. The summer of poo. Yeah.
1997.
It's not
where
about
were
a
you during the summer of poo.
Is this Casey Kasem?
It's me, Casey Kasem. Where were you during the summer of poo?
And I'm not talking about Christopher Robin and his gang of animal creatures.
I'm not talking about Winnie the Pooh. No.
Yeah. Are you Shaggy too?
Damn. Didn't the guy who did Shaggy, didn't he also do a handful of characters?
No, it was Casey Kasem who did Shaggy.
What?
You didn't know that?
Oh, wait, maybe I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's me, Casey Kasem.
And Steve Buscemi did the original Yogi Bear.
That's right. Hey, Boo Boo. I had a much deeper voice back then. I can't really do it now, but let me try. Hey, boo-boo. Yeah, it's pretty close, but I had quite the career. Some people don't know this, but I'm a fucking vampire. I am immortal. I'm not going to fucking die.
If you ever meet him... By the way, has anyone ever asked you, like, if you met one of these people that you do better than the person themselves, would you do it to them?
I don't know. Everybody always tells me to do Jeff Goldblum, like to go to his show. I haven't gone to his show. And that's the one where I'd be like, oh yeah, he'd probably like it.
But I think he'd lose his mind.
But from what I've heard from other people.
Oh, he can't take himself seriously. Or he does.
He's so intoxicated with anyone he talks with that you're not going to get a real response.
So what do you mean?
Like, ah, yes, Adam Ray, is that a Seattle hat you're wearing? Yes, I love the Seattle. Very good. Oh, my God, look at these hands. Moisturized. Oh, thanks for coming to my show. Love you. Love you. Here's my personal business card, checking account number, rounding number. Take all my money out. I love you forever. And then he goes on to the next person, does the same exact thing.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I was kind of thinking, like, okay, that's his shtick. So it feels genuine.
Sure.
But once I heard that, it was kind of a little heartbreaking for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, if it would be a real response, because he's just joyous, but he repeats the same dialogue.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about your family. Is there who in your family is comparable to my stepmom? As I was mentioning earlier, who does things like, hey, look at our dog go to town on that stuffed panda. Yeah, fuck it, Sophie. Fuck it. Want a cigarette? Hey, who wants to do a puzzle? And then she'll smoke a joint, and then she will go, you know, if you can tell how long someone's going to live by the size of their ears. And then she looks at me and she goes, oh, they're not that big. Who wants to do a puzzle? And then she's like,
Why have you seen smoking?
And she goes, hey, nothing? She has my girlfriend. She goes, have you seen A Star Is Born? And she goes, no, I'm dying to. I go, we're actually going to go see it next week. I've already seen it, but she can't wait. And she goes, oh, you're going to love it. And then just says the ending.
Of course.
And we're just like, what are you? And I wanted to make the joke of, you know what? You already ruined my childhood. Can you not ruin movies?
I unfortunately have not had the privilege of a person in my family that unique, let's just say. But,
that where people show up to a holiday or a birthday and they go, you're going to have to see Aunt Janet or Uncle Frank.
And everybody's like, oh.
Oh, God, he's going to say something anti-Semitic. But I'll do it with a mouthful of food. So it sounds funny.
I've got a couple of family members who, with a couple of drinks, they kind of go off the deep end a little bit, you know, and, but nothing that crazy.
Do they try to pimp you out with voices?
No, but they'll start doing voices to me.
Oh, God.
They're like, oh, yeah, I could do Obama. Hey, Piot. I'm like, yeah, all right, great. And then they're like, good luck. You got to get a job at Starbucks, man. You're not going to make it in this town. I'm like, yeah. And then.
Oh, my God. You're like, I'm actually crushing it. And then they go, you know what voice you should do?
Yeah,
Kathy
exactly.
Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee
no
Gifford
one's
is
doing
hot.
A Kathy Lee.
Hot.
You know, I think she's, dude, you know, I consider myself a little bit of a voice actor.
Here's a joke for you.
Here's my Kathy Lee. What are you, hey, who loves wine?
Hey, Tony Danza, yeah. Kathy Lee. It's the same fucking thing.
Oh, boy, me and Kathy Lee. Can I tell you something? You know, she auditioned for a part on Who's the Boss, right? To play sexy waitress number 4. And this was the one time where I had a little bit of say in the casting room, right? I tried to go in there. They always were like, Tony, get out of here. You know, I would steal the headshots. I love the headshots.
Headshots are great. I love headshots. By the way, Donald Trump intervening on this because I love women.
Well, you actually auditioned for an episode of Who's the Boss.
I don't audition. I take the role.
Well, and that's why we did not give it to you because
I also don't read scripts.
Okay, well, you don't read.
I can't. Why would I spend time in school reading when I can count money? Daddy's good at counting ones. A lot of times, one, 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 one.
Is there a sitcom you'd like to be on, Donald?
I would love to be on Everybody Loves Donald.
Hey, Raymond, it's our new cousin, Donald.
Hey, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We could curse on it because this show's now on HBO. Hey, Donald.
I love you guys. I'm happy-go-lucky, Donald.
You know when they do the sitcom? I always hated that when celebrities would go on. And never play.
I know.
Like, they'd play their name. They're like, and the guest star, Tony Danza.
Yeah.
And then he'd play
Tony,
a really
the janitor.
Cheery. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or like something totally off. You're like, no, I wanted the real fucking guy.
He is, I think, and I'm talking about Ray Romano, one of the probably richest people in Hollywood that you would never know.
Yeah, suck it, Kermit.
Ray, what was the first thing you bought with your money?
Well, the first thing I bought was some respect on the street, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, everybody in New York, there's mafia, still mafia. Here, I said, hey, Beverly Hills, look out. Yeah, I'm going to buy every one of your fucking houses, every one. And then you're going to respect me because I own the street. But they don't tell you about property tax Fuck you, Beverly Hills.
All right, kids. Say thank you to Mr. Romano. That was
you're welcome.
Supposed to be a speech about staying off drugs.
I thought this was HBO.
No,
fuck
this
you.
Is a fourth grade class, Mr. Romano. It's odd that you brought Romano's macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, well, I was hungry. I eat my own merchandise.
Well, how do you access that part of your voice to get that? Because that voice is so different. You know, that's one of the first impressions that I did at my friend's Christian water ski camp. I was the only Jew there, which one girl in my high school said during the town show.
He's the only Jew. Get him.
Except for the get him. That's what she said. And she did sound like Fran Drescher. And she outed me, but we did this town show, and I did like a bunch of small, like, you know, here's Bill Clinton, you know, finding out that the previews were shorter for the movie that he was showing up late to, and so he was bummed because the movie had already started and he missed 5 minutes. Oh, damn it. And then I go, here's Ray Romano finding out that Arby's closed a little too early on Christmas Eve, and he was real fired up to get a double beef and cheddar, but he can't now. Like, long setups every time, yeah. Right? And then I just go, ah.
I mean, like, sometimes I don't know how I access stuff. It takes time to figure it out.
Because you're holding on to his exact tone.
Well, yeah, I once did.
Like that. That is fucking bonkers. Hard. What I did
it's
was just
hard.
A very small, like, yeah, everyone can do that.
I mean, I think when I first did him, it was Kermit the Frog with a New York accent, you know, and then I was like, yeah, lower it down a little bit more and give him from Queens, and he's got that, but he's also got a nasally thing, you know.
There it is, that's.
He's got that, he's kind of congested.
He
and,
is.
You know, it's always, he muddles around, he's trying to find his word.
I don't know, it's just watching it all the time, over and over and over again. But there's some voices I cannot fucking do at all. And I'm so envious of that.
Are you trying on ones currently? Or when you're auditioning even for a part,
yeah.
Do you, obviously I think we can both attest to this, like you see kind of what the breakdown is and you try to access the part of your voice that you feel this kind of resembles or that it brings some familiarity to, like, oh, okay, cool, if this is a version of this, I'll take kind of these and combine them and access this part of my my vocal range. But is there something where you read and you're like, let me just try to do something fucking completely different and try to really find a new...
I was taught that because I was doing voiceover for a while and I was taking like VO workshops here and there, and people are like, you got to go in, read the breakdown, make sure it's correct. This is what they want. Then I went to a voiceover workshop with awesome, super talented motherfucker, Charlie Adler. And he says, fucking ignore the breakdown. They don't know what the fuck they're looking for. The breakdown is their bullshit idea of what they think they want.
Wow.
So he said, don't even read it. Just go into the lines and create your character. Then after you've created your character, go back to the breakdown and see how far off you were. And be like, oh, okay. I was playing this type and I was totally, you know, whatever. And so that frees you up because you're like, fuck it. I can do whatever you want. So every time I audition, I have so much fun.
Yeah.
And then I read the breakdown, I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, he's a dad. He's a military dad. Okay, I got it. Okay, I could do this. But when you do that initial, like, whatever the fuck you want, it opens up and accesses different things that you wouldn't consider.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you do improv on stage,
yeah.
When you know what you're going to do, you know, you kind of know what the outcome's going to be.
Right.
When you improv, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes you're like, holy fuck.
And there's a lot of
what
uncertainty.
Did I find? Yeah.
But it's more exciting, I think.
Yeah.
That's why when I like doing crowd work on stage, when I'm headlining, it's like just a little bit to break that monotony of material and also just knowing.
But connecting with the crowd, you know?
Yeah. See, tonight you did a show that was all improvised.
Yeah. I mean, lately I've been doing mostly improvised stand-up because I can't.
More fun to write on stage?
Yeah, but also, I mean, I feel bad because I want to give a show. And I never go so far where I'm like, yeah, fuck the audience.
No.
I always go and I try and make sure everybody's getting laughed.
I mean, you could.
Everybody's getting laughed at. Fuck you. Hey, look at you with the big nose.
I feel like that's what De Niro would say.
Look at you with the big nose. Not as big as mine. I sound like I got two fucking straws up my nose. That's how I star in all my movies.
Who's more congested, De Niro or Romano?
Hey, we sound the same. Listen. We got the same scrunched up nose. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they drink from the same bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red and get the same nasal congested nose?
Hey, Ray, Romano is me.
See what happens when you start improvising these two characters? You start fucking up the lines. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, Bobby.
That's me.
No.
Watching your wheels turn.
But when I do improvised stand-up, it's so much more fulfilling for me because I just go, I have a vague idea of what I want to hit.
Of course.
And then if I get a response, I'm like, all right, this is hitting hard. I'm going to keep pushing that.
Did people scream out suggestions or how was
no,
it?
No. I've been using...
Oh, so the show wasn't dedicated to...
No, it wasn't like, hey, everybody, what's a fun situation? Yeah. Donald Trump, him, he's working at a store, but what store is it?
Curves. A Curves gym for women.
Listen, Curves gym. Okay, everybody, we got to get it. We got to jump off this machine, get to the next one. We're only supposed to be on 1 minute. Ready? And go. 59. 58. Keep going. Melissa, you're doing great. I love it. Melissa, keep going. All right. And next machine. Sandra. No, come on. You see how I was pulling off the sand? I was reading the poster behind you to get the name. Sandra Bullock.
But can you believe if that was your bit Melissa where you just had him counting someone down on a treadmill and just had him count down
59
to a minute?
58. I'm losing my breath. This is a workout, people.
I need to sit down. Is there someone I can pee on?
But when you're going back to voiceover, like creating characters and finding stuff, what I'll do is I'll usually find an impression. And I'm like, well, how can I use a voice that I love and then fuck with it?
Yeah.
So it's like Donald Trump, but if he's a drag queen, you know? So
Donald Trump is like this. And then I make him a little more femme and I make him a little bigger and I accentuate things.
Oh, that's a
and suddenly
voice.
It's a big guy. Everybody come to my show. It's going to be huge.
So,
whoa.
You know,
I just saw a picture was painted of who that is.
And
like,
you take Ray Romano and let's say we make him look a little bit deeper, you know, but he's still got some of that gruffness and he's got there.
That's the agent. That's the agent for the drag queen. You
yeah,
just
listen, don't fuck with my girl. If you do, well, I can't do nothing for you. I don't have any arms or legs.
Oh, shit.
But I got this amazing voice. And when I use my voice-activated phone, oh, I'll scare you to death. Don't fuck with her.
I'm doing a show tomorrow night.
Sunday's the best night.
Sunday's the fun day.
That's incredible that you... Okay, so taking a bass like that and then just twisting,
and then
manipulating.
You can also merge impressions, so...
Steve Buscemi with the teeth.
And Charlie Sheen, right? Charlie Sheen winning, Steve Buscemi, so he's got winning.
That's actually very hard to do. But no, you mix it up and you could.
What about like Charlie Sheen with...
Charlie Sheen. Charlene Sheen.
Charlene Sheen.
It's me, Charlene Sheen. It's Charlie Sheen's geeky cousin.
Yeah, it's Charlene
Sheen. I live in the valley. I haven't gotten any money from my daddy, Martin. And... Emilio Estevez, since they lost all their houses in that fire. Oh, did you have anybody you knew out there? God, that fucking fire.
Boy, what a dark transition. But that is, I did know some, Was Goldblum, he was in the fire, was he?
I was in the fire, and I'm also in a tunnel right now, stuck in a tunnel. Elon Musk burrowing down beneath Los Angeles. I was hiding. Fires, flames, very hot.
Jeff, for the film, we're not going to actually have to, since we're not going to see you in the tunnel, we don't have to have you right now do the ADR.
No, don't worry. I'm in character.
We'll add the sound effect later.
Echo.
Mr. Goldman, we'll add the whatever echo effects.
This is good. This is perfect. No ADR needed.
No, that's actually my water bottle you took. No, don't drink it, Mr. Goldblum. Oh, God. I don't trust where your mouth has been. Okay. I didn't know anyone super well.
Yeah,
but I
yeah.
knew of a lot of secondhand people, which... And some of those stories are almost too much to absorb.
Yeah, no, it's just fascinating how...
Mother Nature is just...
Well, you'll read stuff in, like, you know, Oxnard Fire, and you hear houses like, oh, whatever. But then you're like, wait a minute, Malibu. Like, should I go to Malibu? I've seen... You know... I still haven't gone because it's just frightening. But
Yeah, some people just lost everything and then are like, I mean, you know, people that didn't have insurance and are starting over, but also don't know people.
Not winning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude.
Charlie, just cool it down, dude. Fucking dark ass. Listen, dude, I have HIV. I'm positive. I'm positive I have HIV.
Are you doing stand-up at the doctor's office, Mr. Sheen?
Duh. Where else am I going to get my material?
And by the way, you can't keep
the
writing.
The toughest audience is a doctor, you especially when he's massaging your balls.
Mr. Sheen, yeah, I wanted to say, can you stop massaging patients' balls while they're asleep?
Wait a minute.
Quit writing tiger on all the blood pipelets.
Listen, tiger blood is good blood. Tiger blood is the best blood. Blood, big blood. If you spell tiger blood, blackbirds. Blackbird's saying,
"Is this a vocal warm up?" What's his vocal warm up?
What was the red blood, blue blood, red blood, blue blood?
No,
blue.
Yeah. Did you get taught some of those?
Yeah. What was the
man in USC in theater school? We had abominably, abdominally, anomaly. We had tour boat, toy boat, turbo. That was one of my favorites. I still do that before shows.
Whether the weather is warm or whether the weather is hot, we'll be together whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
Do that as Ian McKellen.
Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, we'll be together whatever the weather, whether we like to smoke pot. Oops.
How about this one? Bathoo, batho, batha.
Oh, bathoo, batho, batha. Bathoo, batho, batha. Come out to my drag show. It'll be happening. It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, that's her opening number. Badoo, badoo, badah.
It's me, Diamond Trump. It would have to be, what kind of name?
Yeah, Bethany.
Diamond Rump.
Diamond Rump, yeah.
It's me, Diamond Rump. Come see D. Arthur, doctor.
D. Arthur?
D. Arthur.
No relation to B. Arthur.
B. Arthur? You can't be Arthur when you're D. Arthur. What are you guys talking about? It's another late night podcast with Adam and Brad's gone.
He's under the table.
Oh my God.
You get a dwarf. You get a dwarf. Have you ever attended a TV show taping?
Yeah. Yeah. I've gone to a couple just to see like a comedian that I liked. I'm like, fuck, I haven't seen him performing around. So I'll go to a taping. And
what was that?
What did I go see? John Fuck.
John Fuck. Was
John
he on,
Fuck.
Was he on Kilborn or was
no,
he on?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Fuck.
He's a British comedian. Jimmy. God. I am so bad at names.
Right. Good friend of yours.
No, he's not a friend of mine. Okay. He's just a comedian like Jimmy.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr, of course.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's got a new show on Netflix.
Yes. Very funny.
And yeah, we went to go see a taping of that. But continue what we were saying.
Well, have you been to a taping like a Let's Make a Deal or a Price is Right or Ellen or Dr. Oz?
No, I haven't gone to a game show or one of those primetime ones.
Oh, we should go to the Price is Right.
Oh, my God.
I've been.
Come on now!
I've been once and I rushed the stage at the taping. My
is
sophomore
it kind of
college.
Like church where it's like
it's insane, dude.
The energy brings you up. So you're like, fuck it, let's fucking
I've never
do it.
Felt energy like that in my entire life.
Well, you see the people on TV, I'm like, you can't fake that.
No.
You can't fake that energy. People are like, fucking yeah. For real.
And the person, like, it's the easiest job in the world for the warm-up comedian because he's just like, let's get some dads to dance and let's get some fat people to shake and let's get some, you know, I'll tell a couple weird jokes and then like, but people are so amped up, dude.
And let's talk about the showcase showdown. The guy will be, and let's tell them what they won.
I know.
You've won a speedboat. What the fuck are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. You actually aren't going to get it for 17 years, and you're going to have to pay for half of it.
Yeah. You won.
I wonder what's actually happened to some of the people that didn't win or got real close. And like, you know, like that's a documentary I like to see because I did see one on.
The Price is Wrong. That's the name of the documentary. The Price is Wrong.
Would you ever host a game show?
Oh, I'd love to. I was on. No, one of my first gigs was, Big Saturday Night. Keegan-Michael Key was the host. And I think I just landed in L.A. and Barry Katz didn't even rep me. And he's like, yeah, man, I got a gig for you.
But did you know him at this point or did
no,
he just call you?
No, it was just like, I got a gig for you. Just weird Jewish guy in a leather jacket giving you work. And
don't worry about how I got your number.
Picked me up. I was so excited. Went there. And I was the on-set impressionist. Whoa!
Very cool.
And so they had like a segment where I came on. And they're like talking to the contestants. Like, guess who he is? And it was like 1 minute impressions. Guess who he is? And I would do a line like beware, you stupid hobbits. And they'd be like, Ian McKellen. And I remember I did Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. And the guy's like, Michael Brown? And I was like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? But no, Keegan-Michael Key was there. But the thing that blew my mind was the contestants were all improv actors.
Wow.
So they yell, cut, the bell rings, bring. We go behind the curtains, and the producers go up to him like, love what you guys are doing. Just amp up the energy a little bit. And they're like, yeah. And they're all talking about Second City and Groundlings. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, they hire improv actors. So I don't know how far that show went. I don't think it's anywhere.
Probably not on the air anymore.
But big Saturday night, Keegan-Michael Key was the host.
Is there footage somewhere? Probably on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I think my brother recorded something. If you type in... Because Keegan-Michael Key goes like, the world's greatest impressionist, because they overhype the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm on there, it's so bad, it's so bad.
But what impressions did you do? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What did you do for the holidays? I haven't seen you since then.
I stayed home. Didn't really go anywhere. I think we went to Disneyland, maybe. But no, we chilled out, kept it cool at home.
You prefer that?
Yeah.
Because there's always like, holiday parties and like Voice of Agency, I'm sure, had a party.
Oh, yeah. No, you went to like some of those parties. Okay. I'm name dropping.
Please do. I was going to ask.
Name dropping time. I see. Family Guy.
Wait, you went to that one?
Yeah.
I was just going to ask. I saw videos from somebody at Seth MacFarlane's holiday party, and I was like, that looks like the best
party
ever.
Well, he has separate ones. He has one at his house, and then they have the Fox American Dad and Family Guy party, which I think is completely different. Because at Seth's party, he turns into a crooner, and he's got everybody sitting down drinking, and he's like, happy holidays.
He's got a full band, right?
Yeah. But at the Family Guy party, it's just like a standard, whatever. We did at the, what do they do? It's at the, not this, Clifton's downtown, which is great. Isn't it great listening to the comedians who party all the time while you at home, probably in the Midwest or front, like, this guy's a fucking asshole. I got to work tomorrow, and he's partying.
I just drove my buddy's truck into a Shake Shack.
And God damn it, if he didn't get me a shake.
By the way, do you know Matthew McConaughey's doing Carl's Jr. voiceover now?
What?
Oh, dude.
Are you serious?
I want to get McConaughey famous, which should be the name of like...
Get yourself a Lincoln, and then on the way, drive on to Carl's Jr.
McConaughey famous should be the name of a documentary or a type of cocaine that Sheen sells.
McConaughey famous. Steve Buscemi really wants to do McDonald's. If you guys like big things, big ideas, big teeth, try a Big Mac, and you might turn out looking like me.
But he goes. It's just so soft and subtle, and you can't totally pick up on it unless you really know his voice. And he's just, and I'm like, oh, what a sweet gig. They're yo, here's $5 million. Just describe the burger, because that's all it is. It's a slow zooming shot.
Lettuce.
Oh, yeah. He's just like,
red.
Here's salt. Ketchup. Here's patties.
Don't forget pesticides.
None of it's real food.
It's all plastic.
You
How
might as well
hell
be
does
eating.
It gets so shiny.
You might as well be eating Play-Doh.
Cancer.
The new Play-Doh cancer pesticide double jalapeno burger.
And you want to die early, try the new Carl Jr. The fuck am I reading?
No, they probably give him a fucking joint and no script, and they show him a picture of the burger, and he's like,
damn, that thing is covered in sesame seeds. Lettuce, tomato, onions. Damn. That's food in some parts of the country. But here on the top of Beverly Hills Mountain with Ray Romano.
Hey, I own this fucking mountain. All right. Get off my mountain.
At the corner of Brad Garrett Boulevard.
Hey, Raymond. I can see you fucking properly from here.
I turned him into a WWF wrestler.
Oh, dude, if you're
Raven, come on.
By the way, Brad Garrett is one.
Have you had him on podcast yet?
No, but he just seems like the guy that would be to be a like pro wrestler. If a sitcom star
he's
just
fucking hilarious wrestler. He's like Don Rickles.
I've heard he's the sweetest guy ever too.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I did a session for Christopher Robin. They had Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah.
That came out a while
ago. What'd you do for it?
I did NDA stuff, so okay. I won't say what I did specifically. But I did voices for the movie when they were developing it and working on it. And I came in, and Brad Garrett was the voice of Eeyore in the movie.
And his voice is fucking low.
Normally low.
But when he does Eeyore's,
it's like 10 times lower. It's so fucking scary.
Oh, my. So Eeyore's scary in the new Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Or the Christopher Robin? It's like a dark story, yeah?
No, it's not scary. No, it's
Christopher Robin like going through puberty, and he's like, I think bestiality is something I'm into.
It's Ewan McGregor, and he comes back, and he's...
Ewan
McGregor. And he comes
back.
Did
you say Ellen McGregor?
Ellen McGregor. It's me, before I became a man.
Wait, he's the voice of Robin?
No, he is Christopher Robin, older, so it's live action.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was all live action, but...
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was okay. It was like a heartfelt thing where he goes to rediscover his childhood and runs into Winnie the Pooh. And
Winnie the Pooh has been very sad because Christopher Robin has not been in the Hundred Acre Wood for a long time.
And Tigger was there.
Yeah. Hey there, it's me, Tigger. I've been as a licking these here a mushrooms. And I've been getting high and getting bumped.
Charlie Sheen gave me his tiger blood.
Yeah, dude, I fucking rode Tigger. That Tigger dude is fucking awesome. He's one letter away.
Oh, easy, Charlie.
Hold on, let me say it.
Who does Piglet?
Gosh, like I don't
Haley
know.
Joel Osment or
hey, it's me, Michael J. Fox is Piglet.
Oh God.
It's actually Great Scott. It's not you, it's me. Wait, the owl.
That's actually
Christopher Robin and Christopher Lloyd. Yeah.
That's a great casting, actually.
That would be great.
Yeah.
No, I think they mixed it up. I don't know.
Robert De Niro is Roo, the baby kangaroo.
Hey, listen, I got to get back in that pouch. It's a very warm pouch. Mama Kanga. I turn it into Kanga. It's me, Kanga. Get in my pouch. Get in my pouch couch. Get on my pouch couch. It's so comfortable on my pouch couch.
Okay. The pouch couch is either something that he pitched to Mattel 20 years ago, and they go, dude, so many reasons to say no to this.
Wait a minute. I want to try this pouch couch. I just had a Carl's Jr. loaded with THC.
It's not a burger,
and I want to jump in that pouch couch.
It's not a car.
I would sell the fuck out.
It's a Perv Furniture. Perv Furniture is the guy who sells the pouch couch. Do we create the character for Perv Furniture? That's his name.
Hey, it's me, Perv, from Perv Furniture. If you need yourself a couch, then there's no better place. Come on down and get the pouch couch. It's like a pita bread. You ever seen a pita bread?
Jeff Bridges.
Hey, man, you know, pita bread is great. I actually have some in my mouth right now. I don't know if you can tell, man.
Fucking too much.
Is there one product that, because, I mean, you know, as we do voiceover, obviously, like, we're always coming across... Oh, by the way, your Kennedy narration for that CNN documentary was fucking unbelievable.
CNN, the Kennedys, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that was so good, dude.
Well, it's all mic technique because you get closer to the microphone. And then, you know, you can, because I have a pretty quiet voice. Like, sometimes my normal voice is pretty quiet, and sometimes I'll talk to people, and I don't, you know, this is normally how I talk to people. And people are like, what did you say? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll speak up a little.
Do you get hired for that voice?
No, never.
Yeah.
No.
People don't want that voice.
No. Even at home, I don't even use that voice. I talk like this at home. It's so fucking creepy. Because we have so many cats, and we talk to the cats, and I'm like, excuse me, did you poo-poo on the floor, mister? And we, my girlfriend and I would do this silly, like, stupid voice, and it got way out of hand. And now we just talk like that all the time. So I'm like, sweetie, I'm home. I'm so cold. Can we turn the heat up, please? I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
I know, man. You can't help it.
Do you do that with your girlfriend at all?
No, and it's one of the reasons I'm avoiding getting probably a pet, is I know I'm going to start talking like that to it.
Oh, look at you.
you want to poopy on the floor?
Although I did almost adopt a dog in Portland 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I did this morning show to promote the shows, and it was puppy day or something. So they brought down these from the shelter, these adorable puppies. And all of a sudden I'm holding one named Sylvia, and she's shaking the first like 3-4 minutes. Oh. Shaking while I'm holding her, but just so cute. And I was like, I'm not letting you go. You will get comfortable. No, and all of a sudden she did, and then was just resting up on me. And, you know, I haven't had a dog in probably, you know, what, 25 years. And man, I was developing this like hardcore connection and just understanding, you know, because when you're around people, your friends' dogs or my sister's dogs, they're just so big.
But I mean, it's such a commitment.
It is, but I was so close and did not do it, but then went back to do the afternoon show, right? And they're like, I heard this morning you almost adopted a puppy, you know, just being, trying to make small talk. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And it actually was a real big bummer because I was very close and just had to step back and make a adult responsible decision. And with all the traveling coming up and my complex not allowing pets was kind of a big deal breaker. And then just having to keep it down. So I go, I did not do that. And the woman goes, well, we actually have video. Let's see some of that video from earlier today. And then they just play this slow-mo montage of me like bonding with this puppy.
Oh my God.
And I literally go, do you guys have footage of my fucking parents' divorce that you want to play after this? You know, because like,
how the fuck did they get that?
Oh, well, from earlier in the day, because it was the morning show. But then I'm like, God, the nerve to just do that. Yeah. And you know, it was overwhelmingly surprising of how much I wanted that dog. Like, I was like, God, is there something?
Well, it's such a commitment, especially if you're traveling. It'll screw up the dog for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like Amir has his little.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
But that guy's a little older, so it's easier, you know. But if it's a younger guy, there's no way. But like that's been the hardest thing for us is like we foster cats and we have cats and we rescue.
So that's why you have so many.
Yeah, and you know we'll foster them out. We'll take in sick ones. We'll make sure they get better. Then all this stuff, and so it's harder to travel because, you know, you got all these cats. So you just hire a sitter or something. But always in the back of your mind, you're just like, fuck. What's happening at home right now?
Will you ever get more cats?
Please don't encourage my girlfriend. No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Six is enough, right?
Oh, no, six is enough.
You ever see that cat movie with Kevin Spacey?
Oh, what is it? Nine Lives or something like that? Listen, I'm a cat, and I've got a lot of things on my mind. Why don't you let me sit on your lap? By the way, how old are you? 13? Perfect. Kevin Spacey is the perverted cat, but it's okay because he's a cat, but he's still perverted, but you don't know because he's a cat. And him massaging you isn't weird because it's a cat. And him touching your leg isn't weird because he's a cat, but it's still Kevin Spacey, so what the fuck?
I just found the perfect out.
Kevin Spacey is fucking cat shit.
I watched it on a plane. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Those are the only. Isn't it amazing that, like, you can watch trailers? I'm like, oh, that's an airplane movie. I'm gonna watch that on the airplane.
Yeah. How do you determine whether something is worthy of your time at home or on a plane?
Because you know that on an airplane it's like, fuck it. I have 6 hours to kill. I just want to kill those hours. It doesn't matter. So you get tired of the stuff. I'll usually watch stuff I've already seen so that time flies by faster. But yeah, I like watching stupid, shitty stuff on there because I'm like, nobody knows me on this plane. Fuck it.
Yeah. There's certain movies I have to not watch, like the movie Wonder with Owen Wilson and Julia Roberts and the kid with the fucked up face. I watched on the way to Hawaii after like 6 Mai Tais, and I was just sucking.
Were you bald?
I'm just like, because there's one moment with
your face is so fucked up. Well, wow.
That's, again, you're paraphrasing
it's
the dialogue.
Melissa Villaseñor.
Yeah.
It was Melissa Villaseñor doing Owen Wilson.
I know. It's
wow.
I wish she could do, like, if there's outtakes from that movie or like a reading, like auditions with the kid, and he comes in and Owen's like, good God, look at your face, you know. I mean, he, like, and there's this scene where I'm just like, just sobbing my fucking eyes out, where the kid's like, he comes back from school and he's like, they all made fun of me. And Julia Roberts is like, hey, you're fine. You look normal. And then cut back to him and his like nose is further into his eye. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I'm crying, but I'm also like, I'm almost like, there's some holes in this story, you know.
You know, they're making Wonder 2 starring Charlie Sheen. It's called fucking Wonder Winning.
It's where I adopt the kid.
I adopt the fucking kid.
Owen Wilson gives him
I put him on my pouch couch. We fucking blow it. We go see Diamond Rump. It's Donald Trump before he is, you know, it's one of his drag queen shows. Fucking awesome. Show him the world. Show him that he is probably the most beautiful person on Hollywood Boulevard. Oh, man.
Well, this is the best. I appreciate you coming by again.
Yeah, of course, man.
Always good to see you.
It's good to just throw shit up against the wall.
I'm so glad you're doing stand-up, too. You should be on stage more in 2019.
Yes, I will be. I was doing Groundlings for a while, and now I'm just like, all right, time to focus on stand-up.
Yeah.
Time to make it happen. So you guys can check me out on
give all your socials.
whateveritis.com. I'm great at marketing. No. Piotrmichael.com, P-I-O-T-R. Michael.com has all the links for all that stuff.
I'm sending
you. But what were you in?
You can find out. Just fucking Google me.
I just sent you because I do this every time
you
with you,
motherfucker.
My favorite thing to do.
I'm gonna close it.
Cold reading with Piotr Michael.
This always makes me laugh while I'm recording.
I write something for Piotr during the podcast.
Yeah, and he's really good at showing.
Don't look at it at all. By the way,
hold on. I'm not looking. I'm waiting. Did you text it to me? Did you email me?
To your Gmail, I think.
Okay, well, I didn't get it yet. So this is really eating up airtime. These people are, entertainment?
Let's see.
Driving on the fucking road, just hit a fucking Shake Shack. These motherfuckers are just.
It went.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I got it. Who do you want it? what are we doing?
It's Morgan Freeman. It's always Morgan Freeman.
Earlier today, I went to my local Rite Aid because the girl I've been having intercourse with, she
fuck you. It's so hard to read this shit when I'm reading ahead. I literally just need to read word word. Okay, I'm gonna cover this shit.
Yeah,
she wanted some
over.
Okay.
Fuck, this is so hard. I'm gonna be here for 45 minutes.
And now some more. And now, a look inside Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman's head.
Earlier today, I went to my local Rite Aid because the girl I've been having intercourse with, well, she wanted some gummy vitamins and apparently was all out of tampons. That reminds me, when I was filming The Bucket List, Jack Nicholson dared me to stick a tampon in my butthole, and I did it. Because it's Jack. And I'd do anything for that guy.
Fuck. Sorry. Like, if a gun was held in my head, I couldn't do this.
I'd kidnap a family of midgets and get them to work at Baskin Robbins. Just so I could get discounts on waffle cones. When will MySpace come back? Is the name of...
I can't ruin the joke.
When will MySpace come back? Is the name of a one-man show I'd like to put on for blind kids. They may not be able to see, but they love a good comedy. Ever seen the Lionel Richie music video where he's chasing around blind woman, singing at her, "Is it me you're looking for?" What a dick. She's blind, man. She's looking for a door handle to get a hold of. Anyway, thanks for listening, and enjoy your 2019. Hug a stranger, touch a butterfly, and find yourself a friend. And show them your couch pouch. Only $16.99 at morganfreeman.com. Enter the promo code Adam Ray and the About Last Night podcast to get 10% off. Good night, my babies.
I would, dude. I'm. Oh God, I would
it's
highly.
So hard
if
to
there
do.
Was. Oh, dude, I don't know if there's a show in that or like a. Like
well,
a CD,
it's, we were talking
an
about
audiobook
that, where we were doing like celebrity affirmations,
a fake audiobook,
yeah,
a celebrity like a, you know,
well,
what
we
I'm
could
saying?
Do an Instagram. We should just do it. you know.
Oh my god, we should, dude. It's so fucking
funny.
Because
you don't. All you need to do is show the text going up, or delayed, or just a picture of the guy in flowers,
and a slideshow. Every Saturday night, I make sure to go down to CVS. I talk to Susie. She's the only one there who works at 2 in the morning. Yes, my CVS is open at 2 in the morning. I don't know why, and I really hope that is a CVS, because I've been getting a lot of pharmaceutical drugs from them recently and been having one hell of a time. In fact, now that I think about it for the fourth time today, it's not a CVS. God damn it. Well, whatever the fuck they're giving me, it's working. Because I'm still alive. I hope I am. I hope this isn't me as a spirit floating above my wrinkly black-ass body, staring down at those weird fucking freckles on my cheek. What the fuck are those, by the way? Do I have cancer? Maybe I do. I should see her doctor. I should see that girl at the CVS. Whatever the fuck that is. This is Morgan Freeman. Letting you know that wherever you get your high, always know if it feels good, do it. Morgan Freeman for Nike.
I don't know. But yeah, we could just, my God, it's endless stuff. Well, I did like a Jeff Goldblum thing where he's talking. I was looking at a Christmas tree and just like, look at the Christmas tree. And I just went ornament to ornament.
Oh, my God.
And people were fucking losing their mind. Yeah, on Instagram. And people lost their mind.
Do those get a lot of views for you when you do
something like
that?
But then a lot of messages like, why are you fucking... Will Sasso's like, do more of this fucking shit.
I know, dude.
Chris D'Elia saw it and I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, this is fucking hilarious. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably keep doing...
Yeah, let's figure something out with that, man. Well, remember you did my voicemail with Goldblum, and that was the best voicemail I think I've ever had.
Dude, I swear before to that, God, I was doing there's things five like, other guys who have Jeff Goldblum voicemails.
Well, now I don't feel so special.
Well, it's okay. They're all, like I did Kung Fu Panda, the director on there, he's like, can you do my voicemail? I'm like, what the fuck? So she's like, hi, Jeff Goldblum. But
that's so cool, dude.
No, it's...
At some point, they're going to be like, can you just do Goldblum for like... you know, some big DreamWorks movie. They're going to be like a Goldblum. I mean, I don't know the variation of Goldblum to make another character. Maybe like a Goldblum. Is there a Goldblum Bloom Trump? Or
it's me, Silverblum. Ah, Silverblum. Silverblum.
Because he's so
Silverblum. Couch Pouch. Silverblum. 100% Goldblum. Oh, my
and
God.
100% Piot.
100%. 100%. Well, this has been incredible.
Thanks for coming over.
For having me, man.
This is why you're the best, because you can just pop over.
I'll pop over. I am the last minute motherfucker who's dying to get his voice heard and doesn't even do his own fucking podcast.
I know. That's next for you.
No, that's what I need to do this year. I have all the equipment.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Will you be a guest?
I'll be your first guest.
Fuck you.
No, you get somebody bigger.
Who's bigger than you?
Oh, fuck you. Good night, everybody.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funk. Bunches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.